This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The ongoing feud between Alaska's legislators over the location of the special session had its first political casualty. Republican Senator Mia Costello of Anchorage was ousted from her position as Senate Majority Leader. The job instead was given to Bethel Democrat Senator Lyman Hoffman. Hoffman spoke about the irony of eliminating funds for public broadcasting.
I don't know how many members, citizens that I represent, are going to get the message of what's happening in Juneau without public broadcasting, public radio. That one small, insignificant amount in the spectrum of the budget cuts is one that I feel that makes complete nonsense to keep people ill-informed on what's happening in the state of Alaska. Why should we say that we are going to be open and transparent and have the people, many people of Alaska, not be able to hear that voice, not to be able to hear that debate?
That's newly appointed Senate Majority Leader Lyman Hoffman speaking last week from the Capitol. Hoffman represents Senate District S, which includes the YK Delta and Aleutian Islands. The governor vetoed all state funding for public radio and television and for the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, a total of about $2.7 million out of over $400 million in cuts. Hoffman is the only Democrat in an otherwise all-Republican Senate majority. Senate President Kathy Geisel announced the decision after Costello and 19 other legislators tried to hold a special session of the legislature in Wasilla. There was no quorum and no business transpired. The remainder of Alaska's legislature, meanwhile, remained in Juneau and held special joint session to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes of over $400 million from the state operating budget. Because it was mathematically impossible to win 45 votes for override with only 38 people present, legislators, Republicans and Democrats alike, instead used their floor time to denounce the governor's financial strategy and its potentially devastating impact on everything in the state. Thanks to KCAW's Robert Woolsey for that report. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.